This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. In our last study in Malachi chapter 3, we considered what the prophet encouraged related to giving tithes and offerings. The issue of testing God in this matter is confusing to many. To some, this suggests they are to take the initiative and test God. That's not what this scripture is saying. God is taking the initiative by inviting the people who have been robbing him to test him. Giving is a privilege, and God wants to encourage it. Receiving is also a privilege, not something you demand from God. Give, then watch. First, God promises to pour out an abundant blessing from heaven. He doesn't say he will give them abundant material things. That might be included, but heavenly blessings come in many categories. Second, God promises to preserve what you receive from him. Verse 11 promises, "I will prevent pests from devouring your crops, and the vines in your fields will not cast their fruit." He prevents waste, and we should not waste what God gives us. In 2 Corinthians 8 and 9, Paul emphasizes one outcome beyond what you receive, the opportunity to give more because of what you've received. In addition, those who receive what you give will praise God for his provision through you. You therefore become an inspiration for praise. Then, Paul points out, the recipients of your giving will pray for you. No wonder God blesses you when you give. He's just answering the prayers of those who were blessed by your giving. What an amazing payback. If you'd like to review these messages in this series in Malachi, go to my website, gettinggodsmessage.org, and click on the archives.